Good day. I welcome you to this episode of the Healing Streams podcast. Your host is Timothy Akinshola. We have been considering a theme titled, We Have a More Sure Word of Prophecy. Today, our emphasis will be on the words of Jesus in Mark chapter 16, 17 to 18. Mark 16, 17 to 18. And this sign shall follow them that believe in my name, shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. This is a more sure word of prophecy. It has been tested over the centuries by children of God, and it has delivered great results, and it is still delivering outstanding results today. A sign is an evidence, proof, or visible indication of the presence or absence of something. The Bible says these signs will follow or accompany us. Glory to God. We must understand that this sure word is for a particular set of people. They are believers. A believer is someone who absolutely follows a particular set of convictions. He can lay his life down as a show of his trust in what he believes. Another question is, what do these people believe in? It is that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came in the flesh, died for the sin of mankind, and was raised up again. Praise God. Therefore, salvation which we receive through believing and confessing Jesus as our Lord and Savior gives us access to be carriers of these signs. After you have believed, what do you need to do to see these signs at work in your life? You must call on that name that is above every other name and power, that is the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is the most powerful name on earth. An understanding of the power in the name of Jesus delivers outstanding results. God has given us the authority to use this name. Quickly turn your Bibles to the book of Philippians chapter 2 verse 10 to 11. It says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This word is so true that I have seen it work several times. A survey through the book of Acts attests to this. You can read in the book of Acts chapter 3 from verse 1 to the end. You will see Peter and another disciple walking to the temple, and at the name of Jesus, a crippled man began to walk. The Bible says he began to leap and follow them into the temple. In the name of Jesus, sickness has been cured. Death has been averted. Madness has been destroyed. Demons have taken flight, and darkness has given way to light. Glory to God. Dear friends, I prophesy to your life today that in the name of Jesus, all your desires for the year 2019 will come to pass, and that the glory of God will shine upon your life, and your life will receive a new lease in the name of Jesus. Dear friends, God has done it before. He will do much more in your life as you call on Him today. I want to encourage you to call on the name of Jesus, and you will see the signs manifest in your daily life. Do not wait till you get to church before you use that name. It is as potent as ever, whether in your office or home and on the street. There is great power in the name of Jesus, and you will testify very soon in the name of Jesus. If you have not joined the camp of believers, you can do so today. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior this day, right where you are. Your life will never remain the same. For comments and prayers, you can write to us at healingstreamspodcast@gmail.com. God bless you. Amen.